All right, as stated before, we are so happy to have Sister Shirley Borelli, who will be speaking to us here this morning. We greatly love and appreciate Sister Shirley. You know, when we think of Sister Shirley, at least this is what I think of, someone who has a lot of energy, who is always excited, has a great spirit and a great attitude no matter what is happening, and she's hard working. If you haven't noticed at church in the last several weeks as we get together for service, she has been busy working, cleaning, making sure the door handles are disinfected and everything is nice and clean for everyone. So again, Sister Shirley, thank you for your great labor of love, your great spirit. I'm going to turn it over to you now, Sister Shirley.
Thank you, Brother Vic. First thing I want to say is praise the Lord, church, and good morning. I hope your day is a beautiful day in Jesus. I first want to say that I feel very thankful and grateful to be able to speak to all of you. I first want to express how much I love you. I love every one of my brothers. I love every one of my sisters, families, the young people, the little kids, the elders. I just love you. I love the church. There's so much. I was asked last night, and I'm like, oh, Lord, this is short notice for me. I'm not good for in season and out of season, but I'm going to try. You know, I've been living for God now for, it's 28 years. Thank you, Jesus. I came to God in 1992. And first I want to say, too, I want to say thank you, Pastor Clark and Sister Clark. I love you so much. I first want to say, too, I remember when you first came. I had now church two pastors. I had Pastor Herbert Buxton first. I had him for almost 4 years, and I remember when Pastor Clark and Sister Clark came, and they did a service, and Pastor Clark was getting up there in age. He had even one time fell out at a service, and we thought he died. But anyway, he didn't. But he knew he was getting older and he needed to step down. And he didn't tell anybody, but he had been praying. And he wanted the right man of God to take his place. And so anyway, when Pastor Clark and Sister Clark came, it was our New Year's of 96. And Pastor Clark and Sister Clark, Pastor preached, Sister Clark sang. They got together, they walked down the aisle on my side, and when they passed by, God said, there goes your new pastor. And I said, no, because I didn't know him. And Pastor Clark, I just thought for sure, or Buxton, we would, you know, we're going to go in the rapture together. We were going to be together at the end. But anyway, after they walked out, Pastor Buxton stood up and he said, church. And he told us all, he said, I'm getting older, and I'm going to step down, and that's going to be your new pastor. And I even yelled then, no. And I remember him getting up, and he's saying, yes. And so anyway, after service, we went up, me and my mom, because we're just babies in the Lord. And we went up, and he said, if you don't trust me, will you trust God? He's the man. And he said, your love will transfer. And church, within a couple of weeks, it did. And Sister Clark and Pastor Clark, you are the man and you are the woman, Sister Clark, for this time. And this time that's been from the beginning you took over till Jesus comes. And I want to thank you. Now, getting back to when I got in church, I was 29, and it was 1996 in November when God really started dealing with me. And I was very, very deep in sin. And I want to tell everybody, and especially the young people, you don't have to go out there and do it. You don't have to go out there and do anything that's not pleasing to God. All it leaves is scars. I used to get really upset and think, God, why? Why was I 29? You know, I was raised in a church, a Catholic church, and or churches, and I was taught. From very young, I went through all the way through catechism because it was Catholic, which you go and you learn a bunch of stuff on how to be a Catholic, but I never knew God. But I did learn three great things from them. They instilled was there was a heaven and there was a hell, and God's word was true. Even though we never got in it, and we even had one at home, and we never read it. But anyway, so in November, I was going through some really bad things, and so deep in sin, and I just started crying out to God. I didn't want to be around the people I was around. I didn't want to be in the sin I was in. I didn't want to be addicted to the things I was addicted to. And I started crying out for God. I remember getting a Bible in a motel. It was a Gideon's Bible, and I took it, and I felt so bad. But I found out later that they do want you to take it and read it. But I tore up the Bible, and then God told me to call my Aunt Beverly. My mom has a family of 10, and she was the only one that wasn't in any kind of a church. And she was pretty, she drank and partied. And I remember as a kid how she was, you know. And I thought, God put in my heart to call her. And I thought, why would I call her of anybody? Why don't I call somebody that's in a church? Anyway, so I didn't just call her, I went to see her. And I see my Aunt Deb, and you guys, the holiness, the change. She'd been in this church for 5 years, and I see God in her, the long hair, the dressed like a lady, and just beautiful. She was beautiful to me. I loved the holiness. And I remember looking around and thinking, okay, she's not drinking, she's not smoking, she don't have these boyfriends. And I thought, well, I'm going to ask her. And I said, hey, Aunt Deb, where's the man in your life now? And she turned around, and she looked at me, church, and she said, Jesus is my husband, he's my lover. And then started just doing what she was doing, the dishes. And tears were just flowing down my cheeks. And I wanted what she had. Well, I was going to go to church with her. We were up in Washington, or Oregon, I'm sorry. And I was going to go with her. But God didn't let that happen. He let me come down here to my mom. And she lived a few blocks from the church. She had moved there about 2 years before. It was 1990. And I remember when God drove me there, I bought my last bottle of liquor down the street from the church there off of G. And I remember driving by the church, and God drew me like a magnet. And I remember calling my Aunt Bev, and I said, Aunt Bev, I want God. And she says, Shirley Jean, if you want God, she says, I'm going to find a church, and I'm going to give you the address, and I want you to go. So I said, okay, Auntie, I'm going to do that. I'll do that. So she called me the next day. And this was on a Tuesday. She called me Wednesday. And she said, Shirley Jean, here's the address. And she says, if you want God, you will go. If you don't want God, you go to any church. If you want God, you'll go to one of my churches. So I went. And when I went, I'm telling you, it wasn't an all blown out service. In fact, it was pretty calm at first. But I just remember feeling God for the first time. Well, actually the second time, because I had felt him when I was 5 years old one time in a Catholic Sunday school, and we were singing Jesus Loves Me, and I couldn't stop crying. So when I got there, I knew I felt the same spirit I felt when I was 5. Even though all through my going through the sin, God was always, are you ready? And I thought, no, God, not ready yet. You know, got to get the husband, got to get the kids, got to get the career, got to get everything together, and then I'll come to you, God. Well, anyway, so I went, and then the next service or two, I got my mom and dad to come. First, my mom. And we went to the church, and mom's looking around, and mom says, I know these people. Some of these people. And I was thinking, you do? So anyway, she said, yeah. She goes, they come to my Kmart. And mom worked in the jewelry. And Sister Helen, I love you, Sister Helen. You and your husband, Brother Nichols, would come and go and get their film done. They had to go to the jewelry department, and they would talk to my mom and witness. And then some other people that were there, they're no longer with us, but they would go and witness. So anyway, it was pretty neat. But I said, oh, okay. So anyway, I remember praying and just going along with service, listening, and my mom had said in my ear, Shirley, these women don't have no makeup on. They don't have no pants on. And I was like, really? Really? I see nobody, church. I didn't go in there for anybody but God. And I'm thankful because I just wanted him. And God put me where he wanted me. anyway, so I went, and it was just a couple weeks. I wanted to get baptized. So Pastor Buxton, the girls, so some of the sisters went to him and asked him, and he said, well, he goes, has she had a Bible study? And they said, no. And they said, well, start giving her a Bible study and show her on baptism. Well, I remember them opening the Word of God. And I've already been in the Word of God, a whole lot of it. And in fact, that poor Bible I had, the Gideon's, pages were falling out because I was seeking him day and night. And for what he had brought me out of, I remember why I did that is God let me feel and see and experience the other side, the dark side, the devil himself. And I always tell people, God came for me and the devil. They didn't send no angels, good and bad, they came. And anyway, God called me out. He literally called my name. I seen a vision of hell. He told me the guy I was with, was his toe was about ready to touch the flames. It was a lake of fire. And he says, you're this far above. And I started reading the Bible. So I took a Bible, read it, went and see my aunt. Anyway, was going to the church. And within a couple of weeks, I seemed to be baptized in Jesus' name. I remember them showing me Matthew 28:19. And in the name was like huge. And I said, the name is Jesus. It wasn't a father and son and the son came and died for me. It was God Almighty that was robed in that flesh and was Jesus. So I knew I wanted to get baptized. So anyway, I got baptized. That day, my mom and dad, in fact, I didn't know how to ask my mom to go with me, and I was going to do this because she's, you know, surely Catholics have this charismatic, and we could do that and go check that out. And I says, Mom, it's not there. It's here. God's brought us here. So anyway, I got baptized in the morning, on a Sunday morning, on January 19th, 1992. And I'm telling you, church, when I went down, I never felt God's power like I do when I got baptized. I always tell people I had to get washed first because he was such a holy God to even touch me. But when I was washed, I all day felt like a feather. In fact, I came up and I know and I felt me starting my tongue to go, and I think I heard a few words, but I opened my eyes and I thought, right now, God, my mom, let my mom see this is real. And I was like a hot wire in the water. I was just flopping, and oh, my God, the power of God. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's so beautiful. Anyway, but when I said that and see my mom, God, like, just pulled the plug. I stopped shaking. I got out, and all day we were going through the day, and I would just tell my mom, Mom, I'm cleansed. Mom, I'm forgiven. I just felt so beautifully cleaned. And you know, I had already repented and was repenting probably a year before I got to the church. And anyway, so anyway, that night, I remember praying, and I felt so good. You know, I felt so good. I went down, I prayed, and I was getting ready to get up. And I remember some say to me, Sister Shirley, you need that Holy Ghost. You need the power. You need to be born of the Spirit. And I remember throwing my hands up. And Pastor Buxton come over and lay hands on me, and I just started talking in tongues. And I fell to the ground, and all the sisters wanted me to get up, were trying to get me up. And I found out later why. They probably wanted me to dance and da-da-da. But all I could think of is I had my ticket valid. I knew I was pain from that moment. In fact, I was like, God, just take me now. And I found everybody. I found the lover I was looking for in the world, the lover I was looking for in anybody, you know, my family that I wanted to love me. I remember a friend even writing me a letter and saying, you'll never find someone to love you like you want. But I did. I found Jesus. Jesus found me, and he called me out. So I just want to say that real quick, and I would like to say there's just so much in 28 years to try to, but I wanted to tell you my testimony. But when I found him, I'm like, Sister Cindy, I want to know him. I want to be used. of him. I remember learning, you go to church, there's the church, but then there's the church. I want to be in the church. I don't want to be a goat and a tail. I want to be a wheat. I want to be the sheep. I want to be a mentor to others. And I've been listening to all, you know, these testimonies and the devotions and everybody being real and transparent. You know, we're all just that. And our human, we can do no good. Even Jesus said, why callest thou me good? No good except the Father, the Holy Ghost. That's what's good inside of us. That's what gives us the new heart to live above sin and to have the love and the joy and the peace and all the fruit and the gifts. And God's just awesome. But, you know, I feel like Brother Ray, what he said the other night, last night was, or the other night, he said, I wish I would have done more. I lost so much time because church, I did fall back into sin in the church. And it was about 12 years ago. And I was backslid on the pew. I got, because my problem was drugs and alcohol. I never touched anything I was delivered of. But the devil did get me. I got fibromyalgia really bad. I got hooked on Soma and Darvocet. And if anybody knows anything about Soma, it is a devil. Drugs are a devil if they're used wrong. But I told God, I was like that for, I don't know, about 8 years. And I'd go to church. I didn't, you know, hardly miss because I wanted to be there and I feared hell and I loved God. But I got tripped up. I'll be honest, I got tripped up. And anyway, I told God, I said, if you let me free one more time, I will serve you with my whole heart again, and I will not let anything get between me and you. So anyway, God had Sister Diaz come up to me after I was praying this. And I remember going to church and not feeling God. And I'm telling you, church, I was a fireball. God gave me a motel when I first got in church. I paid no rent. It was a house, 2-bedroom. I didn't even meet the owner. I was there for 7 years. God gave that to me. Plus, I made $100 a week to stay there. And I had, you know, jobs off and on. But God took care of me. He took care of my house and all that. But anyway, so she came up to me and she said, Sister Shirley, she said, God told me to tell you that he wants to deliver you and he still wants to use you. Because my heart beats, the church is souls. Souls. I love souls. And I know there's a hell. I have seen it. No, I didn't see people in it, but I've seen the lake of fire. And I know that it's real. And I don't want nobody to go there. That's why, too, I became a Sunday school teacher. I used to not, you know, I thought we had time and kids had time. Now, we don't have time. We don't have much time. We are at the door. So all I want to say is God is great. There's so much more. God has opened another door. I've got an awesome job career that he's given me, working for the courts, but actually I'm for myself, but I work through the courts. I get my work that way. Making awesome money when I do work. God gave me another house. Yes, we're renting, but I know it's his will. I've got some souls around here, my neighbors that God's dealing with. But anyway, I just want to say that just keep on keeping on. And, you know, we can't change the past, but we can change the future. And it depends on how, you know, this is not how we start. You know, it's not how we start this. It's how we end. And I want to end with my good and faithful servant inner end and with souls and with helping people and being the church. Anyway, I love you, church. I thank you. There's so much more, but I'm sure we all have so much more. God is great. There's nothing he can't do. And I love you. And I'm thankful that I am in Ontario. And Brother Vic, that's it.
And Sister Shirley, yeah. That was absolutely powerful this morning. I know that there was tears and that there was laughter coming from our people this morning. Church, We heard a sincere, genuine, heartfelt message from Sister Shirley this morning, and we hope that everyone paid close attention as there were so many powerful details. If you weren't listening, you missed it, please listen to it over again. It'll be recorded on our website later today. Even Brother Raul texted me the same thing. He said, boy, there are so many details here, that, and Sister Shirley has such a great recall, such a great memory. This is powerful, powerful testimony, church. We want you to, if you missed some of it, please go back and go to our archives today and listen to it again. But one detail that I want to focus on when Sister Shirley started speaking was this. Pastor Clark is the man, and Sister Clark is the woman for the hour, for our church. Yeah. Praise God. And church, we can't change the past, but we can change the future. You know, with this great anointing we're feeling right now, let's pray right now. And let's ask God to continue to bring these reminders, these testimonies, praise God, into our minds. We need this. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Shirley Borelli. We thank you for her family. We thank you for everything you've done in her and the great testimonies we've heard this morning. We thank you for the anointing that we're feeling right now. And help us, Lord, to remember all those small things, the seemingly small things that you've done for us. Oh, but they're truly great and powerful things. They're going to help us to get to that finish line one day. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this, Lord God. And everyone said, amen. Praise God. Amen. Church this morning. We want everyone to think and meditate on everything Sister Shirley has talked about during the day, and we will see everyone back on this line at 7:15 p.m. We look forward to hearing from Brother Sean and Sister Jeannie Thaler. They're going to be sharing some things with us as a couple tonight. Praise God. Amen to everybody.